Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some LCCC volleyball. Believe it or not, folks, the season starts tomorrow afternoon for the Lady Golden Eagles. We've got head coach Austin Albers joining us here on the program. Coach, good to have you on. First off, did you get to go out and enjoy the eclipse this afternoon?
I did a little bit, hit and miss. In between printing off forms and getting things ready for tomorrow, I did get a little eclipse action in.
Well, it's tough to hold an eclipse whenever you're so busy. I mean, you'd think they'd wait for you a little bit, so it was a better time for you, right?
Yeah, they must not have had a copy of our schedule before they decided to hold that thing today. So,
now, did you have the proper eyewear when you went out and looked?
I did, and we told our girls yesterday after practice to make sure that you have the right eye protection on if you go out there. I don't want anybody missing volleyballs tomorrow because their retinas are burned out.
Now, did you get it at its max here in Cheyenne? It was about 11:45, right around there. Were you able to do that? And
yep.
What'd you think? It was kind of eerie outside, wasn't it?
It was. It was a little interesting. Definitely a different look out there today.
Yeah, definitely. So, well, I know we're not going to spend the whole time talking about the eclipse, but it definitely was a cool deal for folks to witness in this part of the country. But you've got a cool deal starting up, and you guys have been really, you know, going at it hardcore for a while. But last week and a half, you've had some scrimmages going on. What have you noticed about your team during that time, getting ready for these openers coming up tomorrow?
Well, we're progressing pretty quickly, you know, especially that first week, just filming, practicing, going back and breaking things down. We had a lot of little things. We've got 11 freshmen, so we're really young. And so a lot of it was just getting them to understand our system and play within it. We still have a long way to go before November, but things are starting to take shape a little bit, and being able to see some other teams last weekend was good for us, just to get everybody on the floor, give everyone a chance to compete for starting spots, and then as we settle into this week, kind of get things going with our starting rotation.
How many different teams were you able to go up against over this past weekend?
We had five Region 9 teams come out. We played four of them. We were able to see Western Nebraska, Eastern Wyoming, Central Wyoming, and Western Wyoming. So it was a good mix of teams that we'll be seeing during the season.
And how important is it to kind of do that? Was that something that you've done since you've been at LCCC, or is this something that the coaches kind of got together, hey, this would be kind of a good idea?
This is something we started last year. We actually used to go down to Air Force and play at their prep school, and they used to hold it. And then once they cut that program down there at the prep school, we kind of took over last year and started hosting it. This year it evolved into, rather than just scrimmages, we also were able to host our officials training and line judge training, which was great for our assigners for the region to be able to get their people up here and help get them experienced and trained, and for our line judges to get out and see a little volleyball before crunch time tomorrow.
But do you feel like, because you guys had scrimmages against yourselves a couple times and everything like that, alumni scrimmage, do you feel like this gives you a much better idea of what you've got heading into the early part of your season?
Yeah, it does. You know, the uniqueness of playing somebody else is that we don't know tendencies. We haven't had film. We haven't broken down and done scouting reports. And after that first week or so of playing each other, you know, we get pretty familiar with what everyone's got and what they can do and what weaknesses we need to pick on and what areas we need to stay away from. And so when you throw us out there against other teams, especially with, you know, us getting some national recognition, we're starting to get everybody's best game and just trying to get that through our gals' heads that we need to make sure we step up and we're ready to play, because everybody's coming for us every time they step on the floor with us.
You mentioned the national recognition, and that's exactly where I was going with that. You guys, you know, preseason ranked 23rd in the country. So, yeah, there is that national recognition there. When you see something like that, do you have to temper expectations a little bit, or does that ramp them up a little bit with the team you have?
You know, it ramps them up. You know, we were excited to be 23, but we also are definitely not satisfied with that. We felt like Region 9 as a whole kind of got overlooked in that whole thing, and preseason ratings are preseason ratings, and you can't put too much stake in it. So we're actually trying to use it as motivation for our kids. We feel that we should be top 15, top 10 with the talent that we have in our gym this year, and so that's our goal, is to go out there and prove that week to week. We have a tough schedule ahead for these first couple weeks. We'll see four top-rated teams in the top 10, and so we're going to have opportunities to go in there and show our stuff and knock some teams off, and we just got to be ready to do it.
But, you know, with that tough schedule, if things don't go your way with a couple of those, you know, that, do you have to kind of with a young team, rein in that and say, hey, you know, yeah, this is where we want to be. This is what we have to do to get to what we want to be, and that's justified by who we just played. Can that be a coaching experience? And if you beat them, do you have to worry about overconfidence later in the season as well?
Yes, definitely. We want to use it as a measuring stick early.
Yeah.
You know, in scheduling those tough teams, knowing we had such a young group coming in, more or less it was to keep us in our place and keep us humble. You know, we're progressing a little bit quicker than we thought we might this early, and so I think there's going to be an opportunity for us to compete and hopefully knock some of those teams off. And if that does happen for us, we're fortunate enough to play well in those matches and make that happen, then yeah, we've really got to keep our heads about us and just continue to remind us of what our end goal is, and that the target and the pressure just keep getting bigger and bigger so that we make sure we settle in and we're ready to go.
Why do you think, or why did you think Region 9 got overlooked, especially because year in and year out, I mean, there's always teams that are ranked very high and threats to make runs nationally. Why do you think it's overlooked this season?
Well, the first thing that told me that we were overlooked was Northwest, who's finished in the top 8 in the country at the national tournament the last 3 years, somehow dropped, after finishing 6th again last year, somehow dropped to 15 in the national rankings. You know, with the preseason polls, it really doesn't have much to do with, at least at our level, they don't take a lot into consideration. A lot of your recruiting classes, the year that you had before, pretty much it's just a standard list of which programs have been predominantly good over the last 10, 15 years. And so a lot of those teams get recognition, and there's not a lot of research and things that go into it like there is at the NCAA level. And so, you know, just seeing where they landed as a team that has been awesome in the last 3 years and that we're battling with in our conference to get to where we need to be, you know, I felt like we kind of got hosed a little bit on that just as a region. And then there were actually six Florida teams from the same conference in the same, all above us, in the top 21 in the country. And we had better records than 4 of them. So just one of those things where I think our ranker from our region is very good at what she does, and she's a realist. And some of the other regions may add to their resumes or may do some things where they draw some unrealistic pictures of where all their teams are at. But, you know, that'll get shaped out here in the next couple of weeks, and we just got to go out and play well and do our thing on the court.
What do you want to see from these first two matches, these first few matches? Obviously, wins and losses are important. Are you going to look even more beyond the wins and losses and see some looking for other things?
Yeah, we have statistical goals for each position. We have little things that we're looking for. The biggest thing for us is making sure that we're playing within our system. We've got some great players that can play at an extremely high level, but they've been taught a lot of different things, and so getting them to adapt to what we want to run uniformly as a team has been a challenge, and is probably our one thing that we're still working toward. And so getting things and getting them to trust in, this is the way we do them, that's probably a little different than your club coaches or your high school coaches did them, but if we all do them together consistently, it's been proven to work for us over the last 3 years. So just getting this young group bought into that. We've got a lot of freshmen in our starting rotation, and so it's just a learning experience and getting them to understand and buy into exactly what we're doing here. And once they get on the court, and if we can start to win some games and do some things and get the ball rolling in that direction, I think the buy-in will start to come pretty quick.
All right, I got one question, one more real quick. Who runs the LCCC volleyball Twitter account?
That would be me.
You do. You do a really, really good job of promoting the LCCC volleyball, and I really enjoy some of the things, and thanks for tagging me in that as well. So the official name of where you play, you call it the Birdcage, the Bird's Nest. What are we calling
it?
The
Eagle's Nest.
The Eagle's Nest. See, but that's a little tough, but I gotcha. The Eagle's Nest. You know where I'm going with that, but I'm not going to go. Okay, the Eagle's Nest. I just wanted to make sure whenever I make mention that, you know, where you guys are playing. Again, it'll be tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Trinidad State at 1 o'clock, and then at 7 o'clock you play Otero, correct?
Correct, yep. And for all those volleyball lovers out there, there's games at 3 and 5 featuring Eastern Wyoming is coming out too. It's a quad tournament, so there's going to be volleyball from 1 until about 9 o'clock tomorrow night, so there'll be a lot of good stuff going on.
Austin, excellent job. We appreciate it. Best of luck, and we'll keep tabs on the Golden Eagles volleyball team as the season goes on. We'll talk soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Keith.